He'll need more than two eyes tonight, won't he?
Oh, he'll be all over this. He'll be all over it. He'll be at a game calling. I reckon he'll be at Sydney FC versus Brisbane Roar.
Let's find out.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Hello.
Indigo.
Yes.
How are you, Indigo?
Good.
That's good. Where's your daddy going tonight?
It's my concert today.
Ah, and what role are you playing in your school concert?
Elephant.
A lizard.
An elephant, she said.
Elephant or a lizard?
Lion King.
Ah, the Lion King.
Yeah, an elephant.
Ah, wow. What about that? Have you seen the Lion King, Terry?
How sad was it?
Oh,
my daddy didn't do any research.
He didn't do any research. That shouldn't surprise you, Indigo, because he does no research on this program either.
And he's not calling.
Oh, he's not calling.
No.
He'll be in the studio, is he?
And that's he's a lazy boy.
Yeah, well, on that note, Indigo, there you are. Just
going
off you go.
She's the star of your family, Robbie.
It's our favourite segment.
She's funny. Robbie's done no research. He knows his dad very well.
So you'll be in the studio keeping an eye on all these games tonight in the FFA Cup?
Exactly. Right. We'll be in there for an hour longer because of the time difference. Kicking off later. So it's going to be a long night with the Bozo. It's always a long night with the Bozo. Tuesday. Punishing.
Well, you know, you've
heard about needles in your eyes.
What game do you look forward to the most, mate?
To be honest, I'm really looking forward to the main game, and that's why we choose this. Because it's what the Cup's really about. Melbourne Knights against...
Adelaide.
Against Adelaide United. You've got the Cup holders. They're the only team to have won it twice, of course. And, you know, they're up against one of the... You know, the old powerhouses of the old NFL, Melbourne Knights, you know, the home of, well, the founder club of many, many, many Socceroos, as was Sydney United. You know, you've got Mark Viduka, obviously, the main name. But you've also got a lot of other names like Jason Kalinas, Baranovic, Simunic, who actually chose to play for Croatia.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, I'm obviously leaving out quite a few because there's too many to mention. So that kind of club. You know, it's exciting. They're not travelling that well in the Victorian NPL, although they are in their, what they call their own cup final for that competition down there. But, you know, these teams raise their game in these games, and we see every year upset. Maybe this will be an upset tonight. We'll have to wait and see.
What about in the Sydney FC Brisbane Roar? Sydney, favourites $1.38, $6.50 outsiders. The Roar, they can't pull off an upset, can they?
Well, the only thing is it's quite even, as I just said, this time of year because it's preparation. But you think Sydney are slightly ahead, given that they did, although well beaten, they did have, you know, probably had better preparation because they've been across to play Paris Saint-Germain. So they're slightly ahead and they are at home. So, Sydney favourites.
Do you like the build-up Western Sydney Wanderers? Now, they've got a tough game tonight over there in Perth against the Perth Glory, but we expect the Wanderers to be more competitive this year. What are your thoughts, Robbie?
Yeah, well, I'm certainly hoping so after their nomadic experience.
Yeah.
You know, of the last 3 years, they finally get back to home out there at Bankwest Stadium. You've all seen how wonderful and what a fantastic stadium that is. Look, I'm hoping from here till the start of the season, you know, to be uplifted a bit because I've found the recruitment of all the clubs rather underwhelming, to be brutally honest. But it still is early. There's still a long way to go. But, you know, I'm looking for the competition to bring in a couple of big names. Given all the hoo-ha we had about independent league, you know, and the club saying, you know, we'll spend more once we get independence. Well, they're going to get that. Or they've got that. So it's now time to start bringing in some names and some quality.
Yeah, we need some stars out here in the A-League. Talking about stars, Wayne Rooney, he's going to be a player and manager at Derby County.
Yeah, well, you know, Nick, who rings me every morning, didn't know about this. I had to inform him to make sure that he told you, blokes. Yeah, this is a big move for Derby, and they won They beat our Aaron Moy in their opening game, 2-1. And, yeah, that's a great move for Derby, who just missed out on promotion, of course, last season when they were beaten in the playoffs by Aston Villa.
Yeah, Daniel Arzani, he's out of Celtic's Champions League qualifier.
Yeah, the injuries continue to plague him, don't they? But,
yeah.
Look, if it's any, you know, if it's anything to do with the injuries coming back from it, well, you're wise not to take a risk on it. So, yeah.
And we look forward to chatting with Indigo tomorrow as well.
Well, you certainly get a lot more out of it. It's probably more entertaining.
No, we've got the big. We've got all your specials and your best bets and your good value coming up for the opening round of the EPL tomorrow. We can't wait.
Well, it's all starting. Obviously, the EPL. We've got the FFA Cup up and running. It's yes, I think. Listen, during the off season, I tried to get rid of the Wolf, but we just couldn't find anyone else.
No.
So unfortunately, he'll be there in the morning. In fact, he's that keen. You know how keen he is. He's a try-hard. He'll probably be in, I'd say, to be sitting next to you
before
we do our games. So.
Yeah, he's actually camping out as we speak outside the French office here.
He has a voodoo doll because he's obviously listening right now. He has a voodoo doll of me, and every time I come on, he's smashing his stick and needles in it, hoping, for that kind of... medieval medicine to work on me, but it's just not going to work, and I'm tireless in my quest to get rid of him.